From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Surviving a cold winter in New York City is always a challenge, so pity the poor stone lions perched in front of the New York Public Library. They have earned their nicknames, Patience and Fortitude, by bravely sitting through 93 years of sleet and snow. And now, before the snows come again, they're getting cleaned, repaired, and weatherized. NPR's Robert Smith has the story.
On the steps of New York's public library, tourists appear, cameras in hand, looking a little confused. Where those famous stone lions once stood are these big blue plywood enclosures. Glenn Haney from Allentown, Pennsylvania, really wanted to take a picture of his daughter Miranda in front of the lion.
We were kind of disappointed, but figured that, hey, the city's doing a good thing by cleaning them up, you know, restoring. That's what we figured it was going on.
When I knock on the plywood, a pair of wary eyes peeps out. David Harvey, one of the conservators cleaning the lions, says they have to keep the doors locked because the statues are such local celebrities.
People were popping their heads in and going, what are you doing with my lions? So, I mean, people have a sense of ownership. These are really beloved.
Right now, Harvey and one of his assistants, Morgan Kibbe, are cleaning Patience, the South Lion. Nearly a century of soot, smoke, and exhaust has settled on its mane, leaving it a dark gray. So they've brought in a sort of portable spa treatment. The marble mane gets steamed, then gently brushed, then blow-dried. Rinse and repeat. Patience gets off easy, but not the other lion.
We worked on Fortitude first. Fortitude had the more serious issues in terms of structural stability, and we'll go over there and look at Fortitude.
On the other side of the library steps, Harvey pulls back a tarp and shows off what might appear to be an identical twin, but not so. Griswold Associates, the chief conservation firm on the project, found a deep crack that was a few inches away from going all the way through.
It could have fallen off.
And the whole side of his face.
The whole side of the mane.
While Patience is getting a makeover, Fortitude has been through major surgery. The conservators drilled holes in the marble for support pins and epoxy glue. For all the work they've had to do, Harvey says he's amazed that the lions are in this good a shape. Even though the statues have sat out unprotected in front of the public library for almost a century, it appears that no vandals have ever scrawled their initials into the statues or done any permanent damage. Just a little sheen where generations of children have tried to climb on top of them. As a reward for such faithful service, the lions will sleep tonight in luxury.
We'll put the electric blankets around and on in order to just keep it right above the freezing point, because the mortar takes about 48 hours to fully set.
But those snug nights are numbered. The conservation work will be finished this week, and the well-scrubbed stone lions will resume their chilly watch over the New York Public Library. And New Yorkers, of course, will be watching over them. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.